Welcome to Security Guy Radio, Black Hat 2016. What's your name, sir?
My name is Alex Horan.
And what do you do, Alex?
I'm a product manager at Onapsis.
What does Onapsis do?
So what Onapsis does is focuses purely on SAP cybersecurity.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Just for that application?
Just for that application.
And I guess there's a need for it.
There's a lot of work across the globe,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's, right. It's worldwide. It's used in almost every large organization. It's just
everywhere. We're not knocking SAP because they have bad security. We're just saying it's so widely used. Unique.
Exactly.
Very interesting.
It's
okay.
Very customizable. Every install is different, so it's a lot of challenges associated with it.
So
what do you see as the biggest cyber challenge to the SAP system?
Yeah, for me, I think the biggest cyber challenge is SAP is unique and critical to a business, and because of it, historically, the business has said, no, it has specialized administration. InfoSec, don't touch it. It's kind of like SCADA. Don't touch it. You might break it just by touching it.
Right.
As a result.
So old, don't touch it.
Exactly.
It's not broken.
Yeah. So there's this, I don't want to say complacency, but there's a lag in like keeping up with cyber threats and attacks. So we were discussing off camera before, the Department of Homeland Security released a cert this year, for a vulnerability that's 6 years old that's being exploited today.
6 years
because
old?
Because people just don't have the procedures in place.
Now, is SAP just so influential and powerful that they say leave my stuff alone and people
actually
don't touch it? Or what's the
SAP
deal?
SAP do a great job releasing the patches. They released a patch 6 years ago. It's not that there's nothing there. It's that the organizations who run it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
the business make
the
decision.
User
and their
the
decision
end.
Is,
all
no,
right.
This is working. Don't change it.
Interesting.
I don't get the risk.
So from a personnel perspective, the biggest challenge, I mean, with a lot of cybersecurity is at the personnel level. So you're saying the implementation of the solutions is just not happening at the user level.
Yeah, I think they're owned entirely by the business. And so the business, if you give them the choice of you can spend this money and be more secure or save that money and not do any, or invest it back into the business in another way, if you don't explain the why you'll be more secure or the risk associated, they're always going to choose not to spend that money. And I think that's the challenge that everyone's seeing.
So how's your company really attacking that when the business side may not be as willing to participate? How do you attack that? How do you help?
And what we're seeing is actually the board and the information security group, the office of the CISO type of role, is actually saying, no, if you want me to sign off on risk for the organization and all of our payroll runs through this system, then I need visibility into how that system's configured and maintained and how secure it is. So we're really not trying to work directly with the SAP people. They're gold to just keep those systems running. And
that's interesting. Okay. Well, I guess there'd be too much liability if you touch their stuff.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But does SAP help you if you need help on anything?
Yeah, we're a partner, actually. We're officially a partner of SAP. We have a really good relationship. They understand the need for organizations like us who are doing research around SAP vulnerabilities.
Now, why doesn't SAP have their own solution, I guess, or...
Yeah, and they have a form of a solution. It's really designed about kind of making sure the system is running at an operational level. But I think part of it is they realize, like Microsoft does, like all the large vendors do, you need a third party who's analyzing and is kind of independent. So
that makes sense.
Sense. I mean, a lot of the bigger companies are out there to provide the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's such big business for companies like yours,
exactly,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Makes a lot of sense. Do you do anything else besides SAP?
No, we're purely focused on SAP.
Interesting. How long have you been in that space?
We've been around as a company since 2009. Our founder's been doing pen testing for SAP since 2006. So we've been in the space for a long time.
Interesting.
So what's the biggest thing that your company hopes to gain out of Black Hat this year? I mean, what's the real takeaway for y'all?
Yeah, two things, really. One is, we're a growing company. We've done very well, and we're growing a lot, but it's still brand recognition, and this is still the place to come to be seen as a kind of a serious security company.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is education. We run an education class here, but it's making sure that the security personnel of the world realize, hey, that SAP thing that they've told me, don't look at it, maybe I should be looking at that. If I'm tasked with measuring risk and bringing risk to an acceptable level in my company,
mm-hmm.
then I need to look at the system that's most critical to my company.
Unique in that it has every piece of information the company has in one place, pretty much, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's unique.
You ask a company to look at their crown jewels, and a good chunk of it is going to be in SAP, whether it's payroll, intellectual property. There's a lot of sensitive information and critical business processes that run through SAP.
Considering the cybersecurity realm, especially here, is such a dense one from a competition perspective, what do you think sets your company apart, sir?
I think one is our integrity. So when we discovered these companies have been breached through this vulnerability, we went to DHS and FBI. So obviously every company to some degree, whether they admit it or not, when you're in a security space, you want the big breach because that's what generates interest.
That's true.
That's what every marketing is about.
That's true.
But you know, so that was potentially an opportunity for us. But for us, it's doing the right thing, reporting it to the companies that are involved and the necessary law enforcement in their area, working with DHS, holding back on announcing anything, and also for all of our customers, whether they were affected or not. Hey, this announcement's coming out. Likely your board, your CISO is going to be asking you questions about this. So here's what you need to do to get ahead of that. So
what are some things unique to hackers in SAP? Do they like it because all the jewels are one place? Does that make it easier for them? Is it because they want to take down the biggest company?
Yeah, I think
company?
They like it because it's easy.
High value?
You know, it's yes. High value, low risk. Like it's so, there's no IDS for SAP beyond what we offer. There's little patch management. So you can go to a talk given at Black Hat 4 years ago, and in most organizations that vulnerability is still present. Versus today with Windows and other systems, you know, there's a shorter shelf life for how long a vulnerability would be valid for a large enterprise. So this is a way to get in, and like you say, get into the thing that's most valuable.
So what do you think is the biggest threat to SAP, to companies using SAP right now from an attack perspective? What's the favorite target or
Well,
or
the
vector?
Favorite target is they have a portal-based system, which is internet-facing. So anything internet-facing, that's going to be the favorite. And that's the one that the DHS was about, a public-facing.
Right.
It was
right.
You could set it up to be public-facing, and most likely you will. But I think the biggest threat is there's a legacy thinking that my SAP systems are all internal, so therefore no attacker externally can get to them. I think there's still a thinking and an education.
Right, right, right.
When we had it at Disney, we thought of it as the intranet.
Mm.
And, you know, it's inside, so we're okay.
So
we're
safe. Exactly, yeah.
Now, I haven't used it for a long time. Has SAP moved to an internet access for, you know, bring your own devices or people using that? Is that why there's more vulnerability?
I think they have moved to that. They have a lot more cloud offerings and mobile-based offerings. They're very aware of kind of the way the market's leading,
right.
and they're following it and leading it in some cases. But I think the vulnerability is that there's just this complacency in thinking that these systems are, you know, tucked away in the corner. We've never seen a breach in the news, so therefore it's never going to be breached. There's a lot of kind of
at that level,
self-fulfilling thinking.
I mean, that's
but we're
huge,
seeing that change.
Like
you said, it takes this humongous attack to get your name out there, to really get the awareness out. So are you seeing that, or would you say that based on what your customers are experiencing, that the personnel, human side of cybersecurity is lacking the most in implementation and training?
I think so. I would agree, because SAP is so hard.
Right,
if you do InfoSec, it's very unlikely you touch the SAP. I was 10 years at a pen testing company before I came to Anapsys, and my joke was when I started, I couldn't spell SAP. Like, I'd never heard of it. Like, I knew it. Like, I'd seen billboards.
How do you spell SAP?
Yeah.
Securities, applications, and...
processes.
Processes.
I get 80% problem.
Yeah.
So
I think that's it. And people who do SAP, a lot of them don't have a desire to learn security. But we're seeing in a lot of companies, that's a niche role.
It's such a big system. It's so dependent upon. Mm-hmm. It's been in use for so long. I can understand how that... mindset could creep into
an
organization,
own acronyms,
and then it becomes its own culture.
Precisely.
But there you guys come and provide the need.
Yeah, and that's
now,
was
that originally a German company?
It is, and it still is.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So Germany has all kinds of restrictive personnel laws about private information, all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
Does that affect you in any way when you go to solve some of these problems?
Here,
I don't suppose, but
over
there.
Exactly. So if we were to retrieve information and store it, we definitely, that falls under us. And actually what's interesting is, like with a lot of technologies, they implement it assuming that everyone's accessing the technology the right way. So a logged-in user can never can never break this law.
Right.
Whereas we can show, that's true, but you have this vulnerability that means someone without authentication can access all your data.
Or so somebody with authentication that's allowed is doing something wrong.
Can leapfrog beyond what they can do.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting. So if you're storing data for a U.S. company, does the German rule apply for the law?
It's a tricky one. I'm not a lawyer.
I understand. But I mean,
my understanding has always been wherever the data is, or wherever you're moving the data through, the local law applies.
Right, right.
But I never went to law school, so
interesting.
When in doubt, protect it. That's what I say.
Very interesting.
And it's going to continue to become more challenging with globalization.
I think so. Exactly. And just you don't even know where your data is.
Well, that's a good segue.
Well, that's true.
What do you think the biggest threat is for the next 5 years?
I think
in this space in general.
For me, in general, I think part of it is the desire to move to the cloud, everything would be better when you're in the cloud, and just not knowing where your data is, what are the local laws,
what securities are implemented on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
The second is this big desire for big data. Big data implies put all your data in one place so you can run analytics on it. But that means you might be putting proper security controls where the data lives, but when you migrate or copy it so you have your big data pool, suddenly there's no security there. Suddenly,
it's the same thing as people. Everybody wants data. Everybody wants more and more and more data. But actually sifting through the data, figuring out where your key vulnerabilities are, that's something that we've been continually hearing about, is that there's actually a whole new division of cybersecurity, and that's just sifting out what you think the real threats are.
Signal from the noise, exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But even putting all your business data in one place is just, hey, there's everything, all in that one place.
And that's like a good idea to me. I don't know. I mean, how else do you handle it, though? Do you put it on multiple servers? Do you? You know, whatever you do.
Yeah, but as soon as you don't put it in one place, then you can't do big data. You can't get the business benefits of, I want to see everything in one place, so I can do an analytics across it all. So, and the probably the third biggest thing for me is shadow IT. It's someone with a credit card saying, I need this business thing set up in a hurry. There's some online company that can create a whatever, something for me. I'm going to swipe a card and just set it up, and maybe I'll tell IT about it later.
Yeah. You know, everybody wants to make it easier, consumers and
I mean, it drives me nuts.
And the vendors make it look easy. You can configure it to be this.
Well, they've got a battle, too. They want to implement security controls, but at the same time, they don't want to make it nagging.
Yeah. I don't like putting the pin on my phone.
Yeah.
There's four digits. I don't like doing it.
Yeah.
And, but, you know,
just
but
the fact that you use a pin instead of alphanumeric. I mean,
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, name again?
Alex Horan.
And company?
Anapsys.
Spell that big for my nieces and nephews again. Spell.
Onapsys.
Alex, thanks for coming on Security Guru. We appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Good conversation.
Pleasure.
Thanks.
Pleasure.
Thanks for your time.
Enjoy the show.
Cheers. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Beautiful. Cool. Let's take a picture.
Once you get the,
Oh, just do a double click on this bar right here. Where's my ghost of photo?
Okay.
Click.
There you go.
Okay.
Cool.